pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to a Sunsplash Purdue Stadium here on Sunday afternoon. Sam Jelinek with you, Shorebirds and Fredericksburg Nationals about to wrap up their six-game set. Shorebirds have taken four out of the first five. Fred Nats finally got their first win of the series last night in a 5-4 thriller. Didn't go the Shorebirds' way. First time this week that a one-run game did not go the Shorebirds' favor. But nonetheless, still a good game. Shorebirds taking on their alternate identity today, their Latin American identity, La Copa de Diversión. Identity, Los Gallos de Del Marva, Fredericksburg. They do not have one quite yet, although Los Presidentes is just sitting right there for them. Don't know why they haven't jumped on it yet. Anyways, let's get you set for tonight's ball, or this afternoon's ball game, I should say. Like we said last night, fantastic ball game. Although it didn't go the Shorebirds' way, one of those games that you enjoy from start to finish. Riveting, had you on the edge of your seat. Shorebirds had a 2-0 lead after two. Double steal for Noelbert Romero and Daryl Hernandez. Luis Valdez, an RBI single. Fredericksburg, though, with three in the third, took the lead. Expanded it out to 4-2 with a solo homer for Sammy Infante in the sixth. His first of two on the night. And then the Shorebirds managed to get one back in the seventh. Trenton Craig with an RBI triple. But the defense for Fredericksburg came up with aces aplenty to keep them in front. First, it was a double play with Craig at third, a ground ball down the line. Infante, the third baseman, fielded the ball, tagged out Craig on his way back to the bag, threw to first for double play. Fred Nats got another run from Infante, a second solo homer in the eighth. And then the bottom of the ninth, the Shorebirds hang run at second. Trenton Craig, a single up the middle, scored one. But the second runner, Luis Valdez, thrown out of the plate by a perfect throw from Jacob Young out in center. Isaac De Leon was then struck out by Jose Ferrer to end the ball game, and the Fred Nats held on for a 5-4 win. So the record for the two teams now for your Shorebirds, they are 14-24 on the season at the moment. Fredericksburg 20-17. Fred Nats a game back. Now in still third place of Northern Division. Shorebirds still in the cellar, although just a game back of Down East Wood Ducks, who are in fifth place. Shorebirds 7.5 games out of first. Shorebirds bullpen has been a very bright spot during this recent winning streak, or what I should say now, Shorebirds' recent winning ways. And last night was no different. Angel Vargas and Carson Carter combining to throw five innings of two-run baseball. Carson going three innings at the tail end of the ball game, looked pretty solid, so decided to catch up with him today because it's been a little bit since I had talked with Mr. Carter. So I'll go ahead, step aside, and we'll air our pregame interview. It is with Shorebirds reliever Carson Carter. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we're joined by Shorebirds reliever Carson Carter. Carson, you threw three innings last night, gave up one run. You look pretty solid out there. I know the three-inning bursts is now, I think that's about 2 weeks going now that all the relievers down there for the most part have been working in bulk. What's that like for you? Do you enjoy the three innings, or do you prefer more going in for one and just going absolutely, you know, 100% for 10 pitches?
I have fun doing either way. It's just fun to go out there and pitch. But I like the ability to extend myself and kind of test my limits, so that's fun. But, either way works for me. It's fun going out there and trying to throw hard sometimes, but it's also fun going out there and seeing how long I can go.
And during last night's outing, I felt like I saw more of your pitch mix than what I typically do. Is that one thing that you have to kind of change your mindset for, knowing that if you go through a lineup maybe a time and a half, that you are going to have to dig a little bit deeper in the bag of tricks?
Some days when my fastball's got a good bit of life to it, I can stick with that for a while. But last night, it kind of felt right mixing it. Everything felt good out of my hand, so I just felt comfortable throwing everything in every count. So last night was more just feeling good about everything than anything.
And I've noticed over the course of this entire week and during the winning streak, the bullpen's pitched exceptionally well. You know, you guys have had a very close kind of rapport, and I've noticed as well the facial hair has come into play. You, Gerard, and Lloyd going with the mustaches, we'll call it. Are you somebody who, you know, likes to play into that? And had you had a mustache before?
Judging by the thickness and darkness of my mustache, I think you can tell this is my first time. My upper lip shadow is what we'll call it. But, yeah, I think we're having fun with it. And just it just brings us closer. And I think the closer we are, the better we all go out and compete and cheer each other on. So I think it helps. Any way we can, we'll do it.
And the change of pace for you guys over the last week of gameplay, virtually every game's been close. And I know for a while there, when you guys were coming out of the pen, it was, you know, in some games where you guys were trailing by a good bit. I know some of you wouldn't like to admit it, but getting into those games, it's sometimes harder to rev the engine a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a nice change of pace then where, you know, last night's a one-run game. Past 2 weeks, it seemed like game in, game out, it's like that.
Yeah, it's honestly, that's what us relievers live for. We want the tight game. We want even the tie game, just something that we can pitch and show ourselves and the team what we're capable of. And so it's fun to go out there and pitch in a tight and exciting game more so than a, like you said, pretty separated game, but it's fun either way.
And right before this interview, you were down the bullpen, and I was observing a phenomenal Sunday sermon from the pitching coach, Joe Hallmacher, talking about a little seam-shifted wake and stuff like that. Are you somebody who, before you got into the pro game, that was dabbling in some of those more complex pitching ideas?
I think I didn't know I was when I first started, because I came up with my changeup when I was like 12 and until I got older. So, I mean, I'm learning more about myself the further I get into it. But, yeah, it's really fun to hear all the different takes and stats and ideas and just all the in-depth stuff. So it's really fun to hear about and learn.
And when you talk about your changeup being special, I know you listed it as a circle change. Is the grip different than what most would teach, and what makes it kind of more different than other changeups?
I think it has the aspects of a Vulcan change and a circle change, because I just kind of was gifted with bigger hands, so I can spread my fingers out really far in the ball, and I can get kind of splitter and circle change mix together. So honestly, for me, it was just being born with hands big enough to do it. I got lucky.
And with this, with the stuff that Joe was talking about, it seems like some very complex ideas. Dabbling in that kind of stuff previously, were you somebody who liked to try to keep this stuff simple and, you know, keep all that excess information out? And when did you get to a point where you wanted to open yourself up to stuff that, you know, is a little bit it's actually very high level?
Yeah. My coach, he used to tell me KISS, which stands for Keep It Simple, Stupid. So mine's always been try to implement the ideas, but don't overcomplicate it, because baseball's hard enough, and if you're out there thinking, then you're not pitching. So it's always been just work on in the pen, work on it off the field, and keep it as simple as possible when I'm getting after it.
And when you're in the game, sometimes your mind does wander. What do you do to send yourself back to, okay, let's turn off the brain here?
Normally, I'm pretty intense out there, even though it looks calm and some of the guys say it looks like I'm smiling, but I'm squinting, I promise. But I just usually take a step off, take a deep breath, and focus on the next pitch. Just go pitch to pitch.
Well, Carson, congrats on the great outing last night. Thanks for the time here today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shore Birds pregame show.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame.
Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek getting you set for the series finale between the Shorebirds and the Fred Dance, the final game of this 12-game homestand for the Shorebirds. A win here this afternoon would actually give them an even record for the homestand at 6-6. And these are the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups that will do battle here in the finale for the Fred Nats. Jacob Young leads it off. He is in right. Jeremy De La Rosa in center, bats second. Brady House, the shortstop, bats third. Steven Williams, the cleanup man, he'll DH. Leandro Emiliani back in the lineup, plays first base, bats fifth. Sammy Infante at third base, bats sixth. Alan Barrios, the catcher, seventh. TJ White in left, bats eighth. Viondel Pena at second, bats ninth. And Brendan Collins will start this one out on the mound for the Fred Nats. For your Shorebirds, it's Luis Valdez in center. Noel Bert Romero at second, bats second. Daryl Hernandez, the third baseman, bats third. Isaac Bologna in right field, he's the cleanup man. Trendon Craig in left field, bats fifth. Isaac De Leon, the shortstop, sixth. Ryan Higgins plays first base, batting seventh. Creed Willems does the catching, with Moises Ramirez DHing, batting ninth, and rounding it out for the Shorebirds with Dan Hammer on the mound. Fields will go ahead, step aside one final time, and return with first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
Birds have taken the lead.
Time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. Sam Jelinek with you, Shorebirds and Fred Dats here in the series finale, the final game of this 12-game homestand for the Shorebirds. And if you had told me a week ago the Shorebirds would be going for a split over the course of their 12-game homestand, a week after losing the first five to Salem, well, I would have called you crazy. The crazy you are, the Shorebirds have taken four out of five from the Fred Nats this week, a win today, and they go 6-6 on the homestand. But they need this one this afternoon, and they put the ball in the hand of Dan Hammer, and then to follow Ryan Long in tandem to try to get them there. Hammer, his second outing of the week, he picked up the win on Tuesday morning, and will try to make it two wins this week against the Fred Nats. He's 2-2 with a 6-even ERA on the season. He is on the bump, and this is the defense that manager Felipe Rojas Jr. sets behind him. It's Trendon Craig in left, Luis Valdez in center, Isaac Bologna in right, Daryl Hernandez at third, Isaac De Leon at short, and Noel Bert Romero at second with Ryan Higgins at first, with Creed Willems doing the catching for Hammer on the hill. Dan, 6'2", 210 pounds, 24 years old, out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, by way of the University of Pittsburgh. 13th round pick back in 2019. Threw four innings in relief on Tuesday morning, that 11:05 first pitch game. Gave up one run on two hits, no walks, five strikeouts. The only run he allowed, a solo homer to Brady House. Jacob Young strides in to lead it off. And if you notice something special about that stat line for Mr. Hammer, it was the zero walks. First time in over a year. He had an outing without issuing a walk. His first pitch of the game to Jacob Young. It's a fastball that misses low for ball one. We're underway here from Salisbury at 2:05 on the dot. Off every game this week for the Fred Nats, hitting 224, 630 OPS. Hammer into his wind, the 1-0. Slider called strike on the outside corner, and the count's even at one. Charlie Welling, our home plate umpire tonight. Jalen Goodman down the first base line. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball down and away, and the count's 2-1. Shorebirds rocking their Los Gallos de Delmarva jerseys. Kind of a darker pink, I guess you would call it, base with teal sleeves. 2-1. Breaking ball misses high, and it's 3-1. With the pinkish cap, same thing for the bill of the cap as the sleeves of the jersey. Fredericksburg in there, just classic road grays. Fredericksburg on the front gray pants. Still awaiting their Copa identity. Like I said, Los Presidentes there for the taking. 3-1. Fastball high for ball four, so after avoiding the walk his entire outing on Monday, Hammer walks his first batter he faces this afternoon. That's been the story of the season for Dan, as it has been the past 2 years. He's trying to limit the walks. This year came into the game 22 walks in 21 innings. Struck out 26, 13 hits, 15 runs, 14 earned. Works in the stretch now. Young runs on the first pitch. It's outside. Williams' throw to second on a hop, not in time. De Leon was able to knock it down but couldn't hold on to the ball to apply the tag. Stolen base for Young, his 17th of the season. So that is a quick start for the Fred Nats. Walk, stolen base, man at second, nobody out. And a 1-0 count on Jeremy De La Rosa, who actually leads the league in RBIs with 31. 1-0. Fastball high for ball two. De La Rosa hitting 340 after a four-hit game last night. OPS now at 960. He was 4-for-5 with a double. Scored a run. Left-handed batter. Young almost took off for third. The pitch misses up and away for ball three. He was dancing towards third. Stayed put. Willems with a fake throw sends him back to the bag. More pressing issue for Hammer right now. He's missed on 7 of his first 8 here this afternoon. Not as hot and muggy as it was yesterday, but everything covered in sunshine for now. It's going to be pretty steamy. 3-0, up and in, ball 4, and Hammer's walked the first 2 here in the ball game. So 2 on, nobody out, and Creed Willems heads out to the mound to chat with Hammer, try to get him back in order here. Hammer, since I would kind of put it, hit the breaking point against Columbia on the 5th. He walked 6 over 2 innings. Didn't allow a hit, only gave up 2 runs. But since then, his control has been so much better. Here today, already 2 walks, 2 batters. And here comes Brady House, who homered off of Hammer back on Tuesday. No score, top of the first. 2 on, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Runners go. House takes a called strike. The throw goes through to second on a hop. De La Rosa is out. Willems, a one-hop strike, able to get the trail runner. Good heads-up thinking by the catcher. 18 years old, but thinking like a veteran. Gets the trail runner, De La Rosa, who did not take off as soon as Young did from second. So Willems throws out the base runner for Creed. He has now thrown out 7 base runners. So the pitch comes home to House, and he swats it out of play down the first baseline. It's 0-2. And maybe that can be what gets Dan Hammer back in order. 0-2 on House. Top 5 in the league in RBIs with 28, 318 average, 851 OPS. 0-2. Slider chopped foul down the third baseline. It's 0-2. House was 1-for-5 last night with 2 strikeouts. Giving yourself a death wish if you want to play all the way in against Brady House. 0-2. Fastball popped high in the air down the right field line. First baseman Higgins out. Gets caught off by the second baseman. Romero makes the catch. Young bluffs a tag from third halfway down the line and then retreats to third as the throw home strong from Romero on a hop. Good job all around defensively there for the Shorebirds. Romero ended up making that catch in fair territory down the first base line. The wind blowing straight out to center here this afternoon. Looked like it blew it back into fair territory. House retired. That brings up Steven Williams. 2 outs, a man at third. Top of the first. Hammer walked the first two. Caught stealing a pop-up. It's on the verge of getting out of the inning. Left-handed batter. Hammer from belt the pitch. And he swings and lofts it in the air down the left field line. Long run for Craig towards the corner. He can't reel it in. Drops in foul territory for strike one. But the way that ball just flew, it could be a heady day here at Purdue Stadium. That ball just kept on slicing away from Craig. And just still getting used to Purdue Stadium. The dimensions here came up on the wall a bit quicker than I think he expected. But you got a ball airborne here today. Could be a lot of trouble. So 0-1 on Williams, DHing this afternoon after playing right field last night. He was 2-for-5, run driven in. 0-1. Fastball cued off the end of the bat down the third baseline. It's foul. 0-2. So Hammer a pitch away from getting out of a first inning where he missed on 8 of his first 9 pitches. Goes to the back of the mound, licks his hand, grabs some dirt. All bone-covered glove. Low set, 0-2. And Williams fouls off the fastball back up into the sweet level. Say no balls, 2 strikes. Williams an open stance. 18th rounder out of Auburn last year. Hammer out of Pitt. Comes ready, his 0-2 again. And it's fouled off the thumb, is back into the seats. Good protection hack there from Williams. We stay at 0-2. Hammer just a 3-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, changeup. We have seen a little bit of a curveball a bit more often. But the way that Dan put it at the start of the year, when you're having trouble throwing strikes, it's better to simplify the repertoire. 0-2. Breaking ball down and in. Good take by Williams as Willems makes a nice stop behind the plate. Young at third, 2 outs, top of the first. Scoreless game for now. Outfield plays deep. The pitch. And Williams, a one-hopper by Romero at second and on into right field. A base hit. Went down to a knee, tried to stab it with a slide. And it looks like that'll be a base hit for Steven Williams. RBI single for Williams, and it's 1-0 Fredericksburg as they finally cash in the leadoff walk. Tough in-betweener for Romero there. For a second, I think he might have thought that he had a chance to grab it on the fly. By the time he tried to back up, handcuffed him a little. So Williams at first, 2 outs. It's 1-0 Fredericksburg. Here's Leandro Emiliani. Takes the first pitch, change up, top of the zone, outside corner for strike one. Emiliani back in the lineup, got Saturday off. 4 homers, 18 driven in. 0-1. Fastball on the outside black. It's 0-2. Hammer has had most of his trouble this season, actually, in the first inning. That's now the 5th earned run that he's given up in the first. This just his 4th start. Hammer's pitch. Swung on, foul tipped, held on to by Willems. Oh, it came out. Sounded like he had it. Squirted free. And we stay at 0-2. 1-0, Fred Nats top of the first. Williams at first, 0-2. And Emiliani lines it foul out towards the parking lot, third base side. Stayed 0-2. Emiliani hitting .227, .794 OPS. Open stance from the left side. Big bend at the knees. Wiggles the bat, the pitch. Changeup misses outside, counts 1-2. Hammer didn't see Fredericksburg the first go around to open up the series, so that relief outing back on Tuesday was the first time he pitched against them. 1-2. Emiliani lines it out into left field. Craig, a good read, comes on. He dives and makes the catch. Start to finish, a phenomenal play by Trendon Craig. Reads it off the bat, sprints in, lays out, and retires the side here in the first. Fred Nats do get one, though. We're on to the bottom of the first. It's 1-0 Fredericksburg here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the hook. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bulk. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the first, Shorebirds in a 1-0 hole to kick off this game against the Fred Nats. Luis Valdez leads it off against Brendan Collins, gaining the start for Fredericksburg here on Sunday afternoon. Shorebirds will have to come from behind. They want to pick up their fifth win this week. First pitch from Collins to Valdez. Fastball at 96. Set the knees outside half for strike one. Collins making his sixth start of the season. 6'4", 215-pound righty. 2-0 with a 3.13 ERA. From the stretch with nobody on, the 0-1, Valdez shows bunt. Back foot fastball forces him to hit the eject button out of the plate, 1-1. Collins, 23 innings, has struck out 31, walked 6, 1-1. Breaking ball off the outside corner, 2-1. 17 hits, 8 runs, 8 earned for Collins. Actually a Maryland native, other side of the bay and only outside of Washington, D.C., 2-1. Valdez off the hands, hits a squirter towards second. Pena waits back on it and then throws to first to retire Valdez to open up the home half of the first, one away. Set the defense for you for the Fred Nats. It's TJ White in left, Jeremy De La Rosa in center, Jacob Young in right, Sammy Infantes at third, Brady House at short, Fiondel Pena at second, Leandro Emiliani at first, and Alan Barrios does a 17th round pick last year out of UNC Greensboro. Here's Noelbert Romero now batting. The pitch, slider outside for ball one. Actually started his collegiate career at Radford, then transferred to UNC Greensboro. Appeared in 5 games last year for the Fred Nats. 1-0. Romero takes a slider this time. Belt high inside corner for strike one. And struggled in his full season debut. Collins had a 9.53 ERA in 5 2/3 innings. That's 6 earned. 1-1. Romero can't lay off, breaking ball down dirt, 1-2. Noelbert 1-for-5 last night, scored 2 runs, doubled in the first. Also stole a base, part of a double steal with Daryl Hernandez. Birds down 1-0, bottom one. Collins from the belt, high leg kick, the pitch. And Romero strokes one out to deep straightaway center. De La Rosa going back, still drifting back, reaches up and barely reels it in. The wind nearly pushed that over De La Rosa's head as he ends up making the catch on the warning track for the second out here in the first. He thought he was going to catch that in front of the track. Ended up having to continue to backpedal. Almost a circus-like catch over his head. Two away. Two out, nobody on for Daryl Hernandez. Birds down by one in the first. Collins the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball inside, and that hits Daryl right on the shoulder. Not much of a bruise there for Daryl, but we'll take his base. First base runner of the day for the Shorebirds. Brings up Isaac Poloni, the cleanup man for the Shorebirds. And at first, two outs. Poloni from the left side. Pitch home. And Isaac lines one to third off the glove of Sammy Infante and on into shallow left field. Hernandez stopped at second, now makes his way to third, and he's in without a play. White held the ball in shallow left, couldn't decide what to do. Etchin takes an extra base. So that brings up Trenton Craig, men at the corners, two outs. Craig nearly had the biggest hit of the game last night. Actually, he did, until he didn't. And at the corners, two outs, the pitch. Looping, breaking ball falls in at the knees for strike one. Craig with one out in the ninth. Able to ground a single into center. Scored one run, but Valdez, the tying run, was thrown out, 0-1. Curveball down and away, counts even at one. So Trenton came through when he had to. But Jacob Young out in the center just denied him the game-tying single. End of the corners, two outs. It's 1-0 Fred Nats, bottom one. Throw over to first and Poloni back in standing. Trenton, a two-hit game last night. In addition to that RBI single, had an RBI triple. It was 2-for-4. Now 5-for-29 in his first 2 weeks as a Shorebird. 1-1. Takes a change up high for ball two. Collins hit Hernandez with a pitch to open that at-bat. Poloni then singled off Infante's glove at third. The 2-1. Fastball down and away, gets by Barrios to the backstop, and Hernandez scores standing. Poloni up to second, and we're tied at one here in the first. Little two-out magic, and the Shorebirds push their first run of the game across to tie us up. And that's where Hernandez taking that extra 90 feet on White and left proves so pivotal. So a man at second, two outs. 3-1 the count on Trenton Craig. Here's the pitch. And Craig rockets one deep down the right field line, but slices out of play. And the count's full. Trenton just looking a little bit more comfortable at the plate, a little bit more aggressive as far as his swings, more certain of his takes. Poloni at second, two outs, bottom one, we're tied at one. Fires home. And Craig reaches for the slider, pokes it towards first off the line. Emiliani has it, throws back to the bag with Collins covering to retire Craig and end the inning. Nice play there, 3-1 to end the frame. But the Birds get a run and tie it up on a wild pitch, and we're on to the second, all square at one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com.
Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the second, Shorebirds and Fred Nats now tied at one. Daryl Hernandez scoring on a wild pitch. Ties us up in the bottom of the first. Infante Barrios and TJ White due to hit for the Fred Nats in the second. That's 6, 7, and 8 against Dan Hammer, who settled back in after walking the first two batters of the ball game. Got unlucky allowing that RBI base hit to Steven Williams. One hopper that got by Romero. It kicks off the second inning as it looks like he's finally turned a corner here in May. Wasn't hitting all that poorly, but his power had strangely evaporated. First pitch to him. Slider on the outside corner for strike one. Despite still leading the Carolina League in homers coming into last night with 7, Infante actually hadn't homered in the month of May. 0-1. Slider, top of the zone, called strike two. His last homer was towards the end of April, and he'd gone the first 12 games of May without a long ball. Made up for that with 2 last night. 2 solo bombs. 0-2. Slider hit out of play. Right field side, 0-2. And I was talking with reliever Carson Carter, obviously, for the pregame show today, and he gave up the second of the 2 homers to Infante. And I was talking to Carson about that, if he had noticed the play that Infante had made to end the bottom of the 7th. Because I go by the unwritten rule of you make a play like that, you lead off the next inning, you're getting a hit. 0-2. Fastball runs down and in. Williams can't frame it. Kind of seemed like Infante thought it might be a strike. Counts 1-2. And Carson said, yeah, unfortunately, put me in a tough spot knowing that it might have been a little bit inevitable there. Told him not to feel bad given the situation. 1-2. And Infante skies one out to shallow center. Shortstop De Leon backing up. Settles under it and puts it away for the first out in the second. Sometimes just working against forces that are greater than you. And Carson Carter was up against it facing Infante after the defensive wizardry that he pulled in Saturday night's game. Hammer retires him here to kick off the second. That brings up Alan Barrios. Barrios had the big hit for the Fred Nats in the first inning on Friday night, 3-run homer. First pitch from Hammer to him, slider off the outside corner for strike one, or for ball one, beg your pardon. Tied at one, top of the second. Dan Hammer continuing to settle into this game, the 1-0. Barrios swings and pops it back towards the backstop. Creed Willems off with the mask. The catcher reaches over his head and makes the catch. Nearly fell head over heels, but stays on his feet, puts it away for... So two pop-ups here to begin the second, and there's 2 away. Brings up TJ White. Hammer was our pregame guest prior to Wednesday's game, and that was an interesting conversation, just talking about his evolution to this point right now. First pitch to White, change up on the outside corner for strike one. 2 outs, nobody on for TJ White, tied at one, top of the second. White, switch hitter, bats left, hitting 222 on the season, the pitch. Takes a changeup again, this time down low, 1-1. Hammer went through a spell after pitching well to start the year, still was struggling with walks, then was able to eliminate the walks, but gave up too many hits, 1-1. Another changeup, floats onto the outside corner, 1-2. And then finally against Fredericksburg on Tuesday, put it all together, no walks, just 2 hits, was missing barrels. Things are looking up, 1-2 to White. Swing and a miss. Chased a fastball high at 94. Dan Hammer taps the second with his first strikeout of the day. 1-2-3 frame, and we're on to the bottom of the second. Tied at 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We'll looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to interseason ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the second, nothing but ones up on the scoreboard, tied at one. Both teams with one hit. Shorebirds send Isaac De Leon to lead off the second here. 6-7-8 due up against Brendan Collins. Collins from the stretch with nobody on, the righty fires home and the fastball outside for ball one. Collins retired the first two we saw in the first, hit Daryl Hernandez with a pitch. Isaac Bologna single, put men at the corners, and then a wild pitch scored Hernandez to tie us up. 1-0 to De Leon. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Isaac was the final out of last night's game. Hit with men at the corners, two outs. High run at third. Struck out against Jose Ferrer. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses up and in. De Leon spins out of the box for ball two. De Leon, as he's called, two homers, 11 driven in on the season. Hitting 150, 591 OPS. As... not sure what the Shorebirds dugout was barking about a little bit there. Collins has missed up and in a little bit to begin the game, but both times it's been sliders. 2-1. Fastball chopped high over the mound towards second. Backing up on it, Pena in shallow center fields and throws to first to retire De Leon for the first out here in the second. That ball had so much topspin and nearly jumped straight over Pena's head. Smallest player on the Fred Nats roster at just 5'8". Needed to use a little bit of bunnies there. Get up for it. It's one out, nobody on for Ryan Higgins. Tied at one. Shorebirds and Fred Nats in the series finale. Right on right matchup. First pitch. Slider on the outside half for strike one. Shorebirds trying to take 5 out of 6. They've already won the series. Looking 0-1. Slider again, this time misses outside, 1-1. Jerry on top would split the homestand for him. 6 wins and 6 losses. Like I said at the top of the broadcast, coming after losing 5 out of 6, 1-1. Higgins chops it foul down the third baseline. It's 1-2. After losing 5 out of 6 to Salem, including first 5 and then the walk-off homer on Sunday, win here today would be a perfect way to cap it. Shorebirds with easily their toughest bit of schedule coming up this season. 1-2. Slider shot foul out of play, right field side. Higgins did a good job winning back on that breaking ball, able to spoil it. Count stays at 1-2. First, they'll go to Charleston, who is currently second place in the Southern Division, 26-12, second best record in the league, play 6 against the River Dogs, and then 6 against Myrtle Beach. 1-2. Slider just off the inside corner. Barrios thought it was strike 3. No dice. Counts even at 2. Pelicans right now leading the league at 27-11. 6-game winning streak for them. Charleston on a 5-gamer. 2-2 pitch. Higgins fouls it straight back. Was on that heater at 96. Count stays level at 2. Tied at 1. Palm of the second. 1-0, nobody on for Higgins. Ryan hitting 164, 548 OPS for the ninth rounder out of Fresno State. Collins from the belt, crossfire set, leg kick the pitch. And Higgins gets it in on the hands and pops it to shallow right center. Center fielder De La Rosa comes over, makes the call and the catch for the second out here in the second. Now Creed Willems, catcher for the Shorebirds. Willems has certainly turned a new leaf on his season this week. He's 5-for-14 against Fredericksburg. on a six-game hitting streak. First pitch to him, backdoor one. He's now hitting 159, 507 OPS. Left-handed batter, infield shifts to the right side for him. 0-1. Curveball down and in. Willems checks his swing, appeal to first. Jalen Goodman says he held up. Counts even in one. Creed still rocking no batting gloves, but new accessory that we talked about earlier this week is glasses. 1-1. Changeup misses outside, 2-1. The old adage, see ball, hit ball, well, it's a whole lot easier when you can, in fact, see. 2-1. Willems late on the heater, fouls it back and out of play, 96 at the top of the zone. Counts even at 2. Creed was 1-for-4 last night with a single. Chokes up in the bat a little bit, takes a two-strike stance, bends a little at the waist, good crouch at the knees. The 2-2. Fastball called, strike 3. Inside corner, Willems rung up looking. And Brendan Collins with a 1-2-3 second to match Dan Hammer. We're on to the third, even at 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Oh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real weather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third, Shorebirds and Fred Nats still tied at 1. Both teams with a single tally back in the first. Sam Jelinek with you here on a sun-splashed Sunday afternoon on the Eastern Shore. 9-1-2 due up for the Fred Nats. Viondel Pena bats from the left side to get us going. Dan Hammer back to work, and his first pitch changeup just off the outside corner for strike one. Pena, a real pest in the eyes of the Shorebirds out of the nine hole. Bet a lot of teams in the league think about him that way. 1-0. Fastball misses high for ball two. 2-for-3 last night, hitting 313 on the season, 902 OPS. Hammer's 2-0. Fastball quad high outside corner for strike one. Very difficult when you think you're finally at the bottom of the order. 2-1. Pena chops it foul, first base side, counts even at 2. All of a sudden, Pena, all 5'8" of him, soaking wet at 148. Comes in, you think he got an easy out? Nope. Not only is he hit for average, he's hit for power. Tripled this week, doubled as well. 10 extra base hits on the season. Counts even at 2. Kicking off the top of the third. Both teams just one hit to this point. Hammer from the first base side of the rubber goes from a full windup. Leg kick, the pitch. Side foul. Pena stays alive. Pena lime green tape nearly all the way up the handle of the bat. Rocking the high red socks here on Sunday. It is a hot one. Wind blowing out to center. 2-2. Fastball misses up and in. Actually, that might have been a changeup that slipped out of Hammer's hand. Way high, and the count's full. Doesn't feel as hot as yesterday, thanks to the breeze, but But we're easily sitting in the high 80s, good amount of humidity. Payoff pitch, fastball, high ball four. Hammer walks his third of the game and his first since walking the first two batters of the contest. Lineup flips to the top now, and Jacob Young, who drew the first of those two walks and stole his way around the bases, ended up scoring. So Young, no official at-bat, just the walk. As Pena at first, nobody out. Hernandez plays even with the bag at third, first pitch. Slider down and away for ball one. Pena 11 for 12 in stolen bases. Maybe he thinks about running, but Williams has already thrown out one here today. Tied at one, top of the third. Throw to first. Pena was caught leaning, but the throw back to Higgins just a little high. Tommy slaps down the tag. Pena back in safely. One no count on Young. Here's the pitch. Pena runs in. Young lines it out of play. Right field side. Little hit and run action. Counts one and two. Pena good on his part. Didn't go belly up on his way to way into second. See, so many guys do that. I know they're going in as hard as they can. They don't know that the ball has been fouled off, but I know that can take a lot out of you. Hot day like energy where you can. 1-2. And Young tattoos one out to right. Bologna backs up a couple of steps and makes the catch to retire Young on the line drive to right. Pena back to first, and there's one away here in the third. I don't think I've actually seen Young hit a ball in the air to the left side. And all the time he's played against the Shorebirds, he is so good at going the other way. Each one of his triples, all three of them, have been the other way, either into the right center gap or down the right field line. Man at first for Jeremy De La Rosa, one out. Tied at one in the third, first pitch. Fastball off the outside corner for ball one. De La Rosa walked and was caught stealing his first time up. Was the trail runner on a double steal attempt with Jacob Young. Craig Willems mowed him down. 1-0. Fastball misses high for ball two. Ryan Long set to work in tandem with Hammer here this afternoon. Ryan already out in the bullpen. And whether or not he pre-planned this or he just had a white pair of stirrups that he mixed in with some red in the wash to come out with the pink for the Gallos. 2-0. Fastball up and in for ball three. Ryan actually has the matching stirrups to go with the Gallos uniform today. Big tip of the cap. Could have easily gone with his normal black, and I don't think anybody would have batted an eye. Edward Monroy down there actually is going with the high black. Throw over to first, and Pena back in standing this time. 1-1 the score, top of the third. It's a 3-0 count on De La Rosa. One out, a man on. Three out. De La Rosa takes just off the inside corner, maybe a little high. Ball four. Hammer walks his second of the inning. And there's two on with one out for Brady House. And this is a bear that Hammer poked in the first, got away with. Had two on, nobody out for House, got him to pop up. But one too many pokes, and you might end up getting bit. Tied at one, top of the third. Two on, one out for House. Pitch home. Slider down and away for ball one. Right now, House looks pretty content to take until he sees Hammer back into the strike zone, having missed now with five in a row. Hammer from the belt, the 1-0. Fastball down the middle, 1-1, and now House hits. Wind blowing out to left center. Outfield plays deep for House all the way around. Valdez in center about 10 feet in front of the warning track. Pena takes off for third. The pitch, slider, called strike two at the belt, outside corner. Pena takes third without a play. He was off before Hammer even threw home. So it's a ball and two strikes. Pena took that one on Hammer on the bump. For Viondel, that's his 12th stolen base of the season. Then at first and third, one out. 1-2 count on Brady House. Steven Williams on deck. 1-2 pitch. Fastball way high. House lays off of it. Gave it a thought. Counts even at two. Hammer ready the belt. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down and away. House won't chase. And the count's full. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Hammer right now at 55 pitches. Not his best command so far this afternoon. The jam he's pitched into, he'll be the one trying to pitch out of it. Full count. Men in the corners, one out, tied at one in the third. Throw over to first. And Dalen surprised me to see De La Rosa running. 12 for 15 in stolen bases. Actually now 12 for 16 after being caught earlier this afternoon. Middle infield at double play depth. Hernandez back at the bag at third. The 3-2 runner goes. House takes a called strike three. Fastball at the knees. House just walks his way back to the dugout. Down looking. And there's two away as De La Rosa takes second. No throw from Willems. Second strikeout of the game for Hammer. That brings up Steven Williams, responsible for the Fred Nats only run in the game, an RBI single back in the first. Hits with two in scoring position here, two outs. First pitch. Checks his swing, but the changeup floats in at the knees for strike one. Hammer shakes out his arms, toes the rubber, nods yes to the sign, comes set. 0-1 down the hill, and Williams takes a change up in the dirt, 1-1. Wind starting to kick up again. Flag blowing softly out to left center, but as we saw back on Tuesday, the only other day game this week, there's a pretty good jet stream working its way straight out of the ballpark, but the flag wasn't moving all that much. 1-1. Williams swings and misses. Fastball up, chased after it. And the count's 1-2. Here at the ballpark, out beyond the wall as the flag begins to pick up even more now. The trees are being rustled, not gently. Pretty stiff breeze out there. Two on, two out. Tied at one and third. 1-2 pitch. And Williams sends it in the air down the left field line. Spirals out of play. And the count's 1-2. So still 1-2 on Williams from the left side. Not much bend at the knees. Rest of the bat on his back shoulder. 1-2 from Hammer. Fouled straight back. Chased a fastball high at 95. Hammer reaching a little deeper here. Trying to get out of the jam. Hammer had a 1-2-3 second. Two walks here in the third, really forcing him to pay a pretty steep toll. Trying to get out unscathed, though. Pena at third, De La Rosa at second, two outs. Still a 1-2 count on Williams. Hammer ready, his 1-2. Fastball up and away again at 95. This time Williams lays off, counts even at two. Hammer, first base side of the rubber, stares in for a sign. Comes the set. The 2-2. Fastball just outside. Williams held it for an extra beat. Couldn't get the call, and the count's full. On deck, Leandro Emiliani, if we get that far in the inning. Thomas Girard now throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. I imagine a walk here would bring the pitching coach Joe Hallmacher out to the mound. 3-2 pitch, and Williams a flare into shallow center. Valdez racing on, he's got it. as he puts it away in shallow center. He was playing deep, got a good jump though. With his speed, he flags it down, and that's the final out here in the third. Hammer works around the two walks, strands him in scoring position, and we're on to the bottom of the third. It's still one all here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Delvin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds and from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds on your screen. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio screen with Sam Delvin on the call. What are you waiting for? Don't miss it.
There is a weekend in July when the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the third, tied at one. Moises Ramirez leads it off for the Shorebirds. Brendan Collins back to work, and his first pitch fastball misses down and away for ball one. 9-1-2 for the Birds. Both teams still just one run on one hit. Fred Nats threatened, though, in the top of the inning. Collins in his third inning of work fires home, and Ramirez fouls it back and out of play for strike one. Fred Nats left two in scoring position. Dan Hammer able to get Steven Williams to fly out to shallow center. Now Ramirez kicks off the home half of the third, count even at one. The pitch, fastball down and away, straight to the backstop, 2-1. Collins has flashed really good stuff here today, but his command, although he hasn't walked anybody and hit just the batter, has been sporadic. Wild pitch back in the first, scoring the Birds' only run, 2-1. Ramirez swings and misses, fastball riding up and in, and the count's even at two. Ramirez back in the lineup, got last night off after having a career game here with the Shorebirds on Friday night, was 2-for-4, the double and three driven in. 2-2. Fastball on the hand, and the sound that made was not nice. Good grief. Flexing out that hand, but Collins hits his second of the game. And it looks like Moises will stay in the ball game, still shaking out that left hand. But man, that made a loud sound. So now the top of the order, Luis Valdez stands in, grounded to second his first time up. Switch hitter bats left, first pitch. Valdez takes outside for ball one. Infante at third playing way in on the grass. So the shortstop hole basically vacant right now with House up the middle. Tied at one, bottom three. Man at first and the 1-0. Valdez lays off. Fastball, belt tie, outside edge. 1-1. Luis with two hits last night, including an RBI single. RBI knock snapped an 0-for-15 skid that he was in. 1-1. Breaking ball misses up and away for ball two. So it had been a very tough homestand for Luis, and it still is relatively. 4-for-41 during the 2 weeks. 2-for-19 against the Fred Nats. Both hits coming last night. 2-1. Fastball runs outside. 3-1. Strange thing is, Valdez, with such good speed, hasn't actually been striking out that much. He's been putting the ball in play a good deal. Just hasn't been working out for him. 3-1. Slices it out of play, third base side, and the count stays full. Fred Nats, for their part, have had very good infield defense. Every ground ball, it seems like they're moving quickly enough on to get Valdez, the internal clock matching up to throw him out. Ramirez at first, and a throw over chases him back. It's a full count on Valdez. Nobody out. Bomb at the third. Infante at third now backs up. Plays beyond the grass. Collins set at the belt. And Valdez lines one down the left field line. Slicing foul. Just on the wrong side of the line for the Birds. Ramirez returns back to first base. Valdez to the plate. Count stays full. Luis has the second highest ground ball rate in the Carolina League at 66%. But it's really when he does hit the ball in the air, it ends up being infield pop-ups, which no bueno. 3-2. Fouls it back. Stays alive. Battling here with Collins. When Valdez does hit the ball in the air, just shy of 50% of the time, it ends up being an infield pop-up. Does a good job going the other way as well, about 50% of the time as well. 3-2 again, and Valdez takes a curveball in the dirt, works the walk off of Collins. Great at bat there. Puts man at first and second with nobody out for Noelbert Romero.
Now batting the second baseman, number 27, Noelbert Romero.
Romero flying out to deep center his first time up. Nearly got it over the head of De La Rosa. It's with two on and nobody out. Pitch home. Fastball up and in for ball one. And I'm sure it's not in Romero's head, but Infante back to back at third. Not a bad time to think about maybe dropping one down. Sneaking one in for a hit. Tied at one, bottom three. Two men aboard in the 1-0. Romero out in front of the slider, sitting dead red, came up empty, and the count's even at one. Collins readies up, looks back at second. Now the pitch. Fastball chopped down the third baseline into left field. Ramirez scores. Valdez flying to third. He'll reach that there standing as Romero into second. Drives in a run, and it's 2-1. It's an RBI double for Noelbert Romero. And the Shorebirds lead it 2-1 here in the third. Now Daryl Hernandez with two in scoring position. Shorebirds the chance to bust this one open early. Lead it by a run. Corners in for the Fred Nats. Middle infield back. Pitch to Hernandez. Breaking ball falls off the table outside for ball one. Hernandez was hit by the first pitch he saw off of Collins back in the first. Came around to score on a wild pitch. Valdez at third. Romero at second. Nobody out. Collins the righty set. Fires it home. And Hernandez a high chopper over third, back in the hole. House fields and puts it in his back pocket. Hernandez safe for board at first with an RBI single. Valdez comes in to score. Romero to third, and it's 3-1 Shorebirds in the third inning. Not exactly hit hard. By the time House came down with a high chopper in the hole, that short had nowhere to go. Good read by Romero at second to take third as well. And there's men at the corners with still nobody out for Isaac Bologna. Pass from the left side. Collins' pitch. Isaac takes in. Slider forces him to jackknife out of the way for ball one. Maybe a running spot for Darryl. It was the same situation yesterday that Hernandez at first base, runner at third, that the Birds pulled off a double steal. And it was Romero who was at third. The very same runner that Hernandez was tandemed with. Maybe they pull it off again. 1-0 on Bologna. Singled his first time up. The pitch. Takes a changeup outside for ball two. And Bruce out in the Fred Nats bullpen. He pitched back on Tuesday. And out to the mound goes the pitching coach Joel Hanrahan, sensing Collins losing a little bit of feel here in the third. So Hanrahan chats with Collins and the catcher Barrios, with Pena loosening out in the bullpen. Shorebirds have gone hit, batter, walk, double, single here in the third to take a 3-1 lead. It's a 2-0 count on Isaac Bologna, who, after starting the series with his second homer of the homestand, has been relatively dormant since. Got his second hit against the Fred Nats the last night with a single, which is 2 for 14 in the series. 1 for 1 today, make it 3 for 15. Man in the corners, nobody out. 2-0 count, ready to go. The pitch, and Bologna rips one to first by the stab of Emiliani and down the right field line. Goes all the way to the corner. Romero scores. Hernandez making his way around third. Bologna stops at second as the throw into the center of the diamond, and it's 5-1 Shorebirds here in the third. Bologna drives in two. Hard hit grounder sneaks by Emiliani at first. Hernandez, good hustle, scores from first base. And Shorebird still with nobody out in the third, have plated four. Bologna at second now for Trenton Craig. He grounded out to first, his first time up. Right on right matchup. First pitch. Breaking ball backs up off the inside corner for ball one. Dan Hammer is making his way out to the bullpen again. Looks like he'll start throwing to stay loose. 1-0. Craig fouls it back, was on that fastball. Bologna leads away from second. Viondel Pena holding him tight. Collins offers up, and Craig swings and misses. Can't connect on the off-speed. Counts 1-2. Four runs home in the third for the Shorebirds. Three straight hits. 1-2. Down the dirt. Nice block by Barrios. And the count's even at 2. This season, most consecutive hits the Shorebirds have had was 5. That was back on the 13th of April against Lynchburg. 6-run first inning. Scored 4 here in the third. The 2-2. Fastball misses outside for ball 3. The Shorebirds offense has certainly awoken out of its slumber this week against the Fred Nats. They came into the week hitting 195 as a team. They're now above 200 again at 201. Takes a lot to move that needle. 3-2, Craig fouls it off the catcher, Barrios. That got him pretty flush on the foot. A hobble around a little bit. Home plate umpire Charlie Welling walks the ball out to the mound to give him some time to recuperate. Also gives Brian Pena a little bit more time to throw out in the bullpen. Count still full on Trenton Craig. Bologna at second. 5-1 Shorebirds, bottom of the third. 4 runs in. Again. And Craig, a hard chopper right at the second baseman, Pena. Fields it next to the bag, throws to first, retires Craig. Bologna goes to third, though, so a productive out. De Leon. But Brendan Collins won't be facing De Leon. Out to the mound goes the manager, Jake Lowry. And he's going to pull the starter here after 2 1/3. Brian Pena due to come on from the bullpen. And we'll go ahead and take a break. Shorebirds lead at 5-1 in the third. We've got a pitching change here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you
Ryan.
Mom.
Yeah,
you're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Still in the bottom of the third, back here at Purdue Stadium, it's 5-1 Shorebirds, and we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen. Ryan Pena replaces Brendan Collins, who lasts 2 1/3 innings. Right now on the hook for 5 runs on 4 hits, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. He is responsible for Isaac Poloni at third as well. Pena makes his second appearance of the week, pitched back on Tuesday. He was the injury replacement for Dustin Sines, who, when trying to cover home, ended up tweaking his ankle a little bit. Pena came on in his stead and ended up taking the loss in that game. Pena making his 12th appearance, 13 innings, 10 hits, 12 runs, 10 earned. 0-1 with a 6.92 ERA, 6'1", 210-pound left-handed pitcher. Pena on Monday, or Tuesday I should say, went an inning and a third, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits, 2 walks and a strikeout. Infield comes in with a man at third. The pitch to Isaac De Leon, he swings and fouls it back off the top of the net for strike one. Shorebirds lead it 5-1. Bologna at third. One out. 4 runs in here in the third. 0-1. Breaking ball misses outside. 1-1. Pena is a big bulk innings guy. Last year he pitched in 30 games for the Fred Nats. Only 4 starts, but threw 73 1/3 innings. 6.50 ERA. First on the third base side of the rubber, set just above the belt, is pitched to De Leon. Fastball misses down and in for ball two. Infield in for Fredericksburg on De Leon, who grounded out to second his first time up. Right-handed batter. The 2-1. De Leon lays off, breaking ball in the inside corner for strike two. De Leon has driven in 11 on the season. Has 12 waiting out at third. The 2-2. De Leon pops it in the air out of play, first base side. Stay at 2-2. De Leon had a 5-game streak of RBIs snapped back on Friday. Trying to start it anew. 2-2. Takes a called strike three. Breaking ball letter high. Pena gets the call, down on strikes, and that's the second out here in the third.
Now batting the first baseman, number 20, Ryan Higgins.
Bologna home from third. Infield plays back now for the Fred Nats. Right-handed batter, flied out to center his first time up. First offering, big overhand breaking ball misses outside for ball one. Higgins now 2 for 14 in the series, 4 for 34 on the homestand. 1-0. Swings and pops it up. Foul ground first base side. That'll spiral back and out of play. Counts even at 1. Five-one Shorebirds, bottom three. The 1-1 to Higgins, up and away, counts 2-1. All started with Moises Ramirez getting hit by a pitch. Luis Valdez a great at bat, seeing 7+ pitches to work a walk. Wilbert Romero an RBI double. Hernandez a single. Bologna double. 2-1. Down in the dirt, great block by Barrios as that was about 5 feet out in front of the plate. Gabe Spallone at third, but Higgins in a hitter's count, 3-1. Creed Willems on deck if we get that far in the inning. He would be the ninth man to hit in the inning. Pena nods yes, takes a peek at third, and comes ready. Lifts his leg, the pitch home. And Higgins blasts one deep left. That baby's gone. A two-run laser for Ryan Higgins puts the cherry on top of a six-run third for the Shorebirds. They lead it 7-1. 443 feet for Ryan Higgins. His second homer of the season, his first at home. Home, oh, so memorable. Brings up Creed Willems, base is empty. Birds up now 7-1, the pitch. And Willems way out in front of the breaking ball, trying to follow up with one of his own. Strike one. That was a missile for Higgins. He needed it in the worst way. 0-1, now Willems slaps one in the air to center. It'll stay in the yard. De La Rosa under it and straight away center. Makes the catch to end the third, but not before the Shorebirds score six times. Ryan Higgins caps it with a two-run homer, and we're on to the fourth. Shorebirds lead 7-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single-game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of, or find one at, discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Dan Hammer back to work here for the top of the fourth, working with a lead for the first time this afternoon. Shorebirds with a six-run third inning, capped by a Ryan Higgins two-run missile out to left, his second homer of the season. Leandro Emiliani leads it off against Hammer. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Fred Nats. Hammer, who worked out of a tight jam in the third, stranded men at second and third. Then that frame gets rewarded for the effort. First pitch to Emiliani. Changeup misses. Oh, that got the top of the zone. Emiliani looks away from the plate in disgust. Kind of in agreement with him there. That pitch looked high. Strike one, though. Hammer the windup and the 0-1. Changeup hit in the air. Deep out to right. Bologna racing back. Looks up. It's gone. Fred Nats answer back right away after the six-run third. Leandro Emiliani, a solo homer to lead off the fourth, and it's a 7-2 game. Just a solo bomb. Not too much damage there for Hammer. 371 for Emiliani out to right, for Hammer. That is the fifth homer he's given up this season, as he's had a problem with the gopher ball. Emiliani with his fifth of the season, and it's a five-run game. Hammer resets now, base is empty, nobody out, and Sammy Infante, the batter. First pitch to Infante. This is inside for ball one. You got to be careful with Infante now, too. You can't really ease back into the game with him at the plate, Carolina League home run king. The pitch, slider misses high for ball two. So both teams have gone yard now at least once. 2-0. Fonte takes a slider down and away for ball that had been throwing in the top of the third when Hammer was in trouble. Has since sat back down, thrown his warm-up back on. 3-0. Fastball belt high outside half for strike one. Take your first look at Birdland scoreboard. 3-1. Fastball outside corner again, and Fonte lays off, and it's 3-2. Orioles playing the Rays again here on Sunday afternoon. Starter Spencer Watkins did not record an out before leaving due to injury. 3-2. And Fonte swings and misses as Hammer paddles back from 3-0 down to get him to chase a fastball up and in. Third strikeout of the game. There's one away here in the fourth, and that is a big first out after the homer. Watkins was hit by a line drive, had to exit the game. Orioles trail at 5-2. Adley Rutschman DHing this afternoon. He is 0-1. First pitch to Alan Barrios. Breaking ball splits the middle for strike one. Barrios popped out to the catcher his first time up. One out, nobody on. It's now a 7-2 game on Emiliani solo homer. The pitch. Slider misses high, 1-1. Around the rest of the affiliate chain, Norfolk beating up on Charlotte, now 14-2. Kyle Stowers, three homers this afternoon, 1-1. Fastball misses downstairs for ball two. Looks like he wants to join Adley up in the big leagues. Robert Nystrom has also homered, and Stowers actually not the only International League player to hit three homers this afternoon. Lars Nootbaar has hit three, 2-1. Chopper down the third baseline, just foul. Hernandez fielded it behind the bag. He seemed pretty certain it was a fair ball, but no dice. And the count's even at two. Lars Nootbaar of the Memphis Redbirds has hit three. A grand slam, a two-run homer, and a solo homer. So a three-run shot away from the home run cycle. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air to deep left field. Track, he steadies up to put it away for the second out here in the fourth. Bowie just took the lead against Hartford, 7-6. J.D. Mundy, an RBI single to give the Bay Sox the lead. That's in the bottom of the seventh. And Aberdeen tied at four with Rome after just 3.5. Here's T.J. White. Takes a rip at the first pitch and pops it up down the third baseline. This will be a tough play. Hernandez still ranging out over his shoulder. He makes the grab. Takes a swipe at it. And look what he found. The final out here on the fourth. Hernandez nonchalant. Trucks back to the dugout after a fine over-the-shoulder grab. We're on to the bottom of the fourth. Brett Nats get a run back. It's now 7-2 Birds here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Let's take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, and seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, Go to theshorebird.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds now lead at 7-2. Six runs in the third for the Birds right now. The difference, Ryan Pena back to work. Got the final two outs of the third in relief of Brendan Collins. Did give up a two-run homer to Ryan Higgins. First pitch to Moises Ramirez is a fastball down low for ball one. 9-1 and 2 here. Ramirez led off the third. Got hit by a pitch. Came around to score. Right-handed batter against the southpaw Pena from the stretch with nobody on. Fires home. And Ramirez pops it up, backing out of play. 1-1. There was a major thing that we missed while recapping Birdland as far as the Norfolk Tide score. And it kind of got overlooked in a 14-2 game. But Grayson Rodriguez went six innings for the first time this season. Struck out nine. Allowed a couple of runs, but he was great. 1-1. Down and away. Counts even at... Count now in Ramirez's favor, I should say. 2-1. Moises is working his way off the IL this week. Was activated. 2-1. Swung on and fouled back. Count even at 2. First game went 0-3, then bounced back with a 2-for-4 performance on Friday. Got Saturday off, back in the lineup here on Sunday. Shorebirds, relatively speaking, down a bat with Davis Tavares at high A. He actually produced an RBI single just a couple of moments ago for the Ironbirds. 2-2. Ramirez, a chopper back over the mound. Shortstop house races in, gloves, throws in the run, and retires Ramirez for the first out here in the fourth. Lineup flips the top in Luis Valdez. Valdez 0-for-1, walked and scored in the third. Valdez, somebody, one of the few first-time players this year for the Shorebirds at the relative right age for the level, 22 years old the entire season. Got a late jump on his professional career. First pitch, swing and a miss. Switch hitter swings through the fastball from the right side, 0-1. He was signed as part of the 2019 class for the Orioles, but didn't actually get to play until 2021. 0-1. Valdez, a high drive deep down the left field line towards the corner. It is gone! Luis Valdez, his first homer from the right side of the plate this season, his second overall. A solo shot restores the six-run lead for the Shorebirds. 4-0-4 for the leadoff man. Flex those muscles, Luis. 8-2 Shorebirds in the fourth. Didn't quite have the same bat drop as the one that we saw at Columbia a couple of weeks ago. But in a six-run game, I guess you temper it a little bit. That was blasted by Valdez. A little help from the wind, but who cares? 8-2 Birds in the fourth. First pitch to Noelbert Romero. Breaking ball misses low for ball one. Romero, an RBI double his last time up. Scored the first run of the inning back in the third. 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses outside. 2-0. So Pena snake bitten by the gopher ball today. The second one he's given up in an inning plus out of the pen. 2-0 to Romero. He lines one out into left field towards the corner. It's in for a base hit. Left fielder White cuts it off. Romero around first. Now he's making his way for second as White drops it. And Romero into second standing on the error. Single E7. Romero continues two games. Third hit on the weekend. That brings up Daryl Hernandez. 1-for-1, 2 runs scored. An RBI single his last time up. 8-2 Shorebirds, bottom four. Left on right matchup. The pitch to Hernandez. Chopped foul down the third base side. Got a hanging breaking ball. Just couldn't connect. Strike one. Hernandez with a homer himself on the homestand last week against Salem. 0-1. Curveball snipes the outside corner. It's 0-2. Ryan Long had been throwing out in the Delmarva bullpen. Since sat down, Not sure if that's because of the length of this inning or if Hammer is going to be given the fifth. Guess we'll find out. 0-2 on its way. And Hernandez fouls it back off the top of the net into the sweet level. And we stay at 0-2. So still to 0-2 on Hernandez. Pena looks to second the pitch. And Darryl floats one out into shallow center. De La Rosa racing in, has to play it on a couple of hops. Romero up to third. He'll stop there. Hernandez aboard at first with his second single of the day. He's 2-for-2. And the Shorebirds keep the line moving here in the fourth. Men at the corners with one out for Isaac Bologna. Orlando Ribalta now throwing out in the Fred Nats bullpen. As Pena having trouble recording outs. Bologna 2-for-2, single and a two-run double his last time up. Bennett first and third, one out. Here's the pitch. Slow breaking ball down and away at 72 for ball one. Bologna had the same exact situation his last time up. Field line into the corner. 1-0. Bologna takes down and in with a fastball. Heading the count 2-0. Bologna now 24 RBIs in the season. Trails only Darryl Hernandez, who with his RBI single in the third now has 25. Chance to catch him here, though. 2-0 count. Men at the corners, one out. It's 8-2 Shorebirds, bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. And Bologna takes. Off-speed pitch, letter high. Bologna shakes his head. Counts 2-1. Bologna open stance, Pena from the belt, fires home. Breaking ball never broke. This is up and in, 3-1. Wind blowing out to center. The 3-1. And Bologna off the hands into shallow right, on comes Young. It drops in front of him. Romero scores from third, and Isaac Bologna an RBI single. His third RBI of the day, third hit of the day, and it's 9-2 Shorebirds in the fourth. Hernandez stops at second. Bologna now with 25 RBIs on the season to tie Hernandez for the most in the team. Out to the mound goes the catcher, Alan Barrios. Shorebirds, their biggest lead of the day, up by 7. And Trenton Craig due to hit.
Now batting the left fielder, number 19, Trenton Craig.
Craig yet to join in on the fun. He's 0-for-2. Shorebirds 9 runs on 9 hits. Here's the pitch. Heater misses a little high for ball one. Craig, right-handed batter. 2-on, 1-out, short 2. Here's the pitch. And Craig takes high again for ball two. Have to think, Pena might not be long for this game with Ribalta warming. But either way, getaway day, they might try to just milk everything they can out of Pena to avoid having to burn too many bullpen arms. 2-0 pitch, and Craig takes down and in for ball three. Craig takes outside ball four. Pena walks him on four pitches and loads the bases for Isaac De Leon. And that's going to be all for Brian Pena. Jake Lowry, the manager, walking out to the mound. Orlando Ribalta making his way in from the bullpen. And we've got a tech net call to the bullpen. Shorebirds lead at 9-2 here in the fourth. Got a pitching change back on the other side here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219. Still in the bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds now up by 7. It's 9-2 Delmarva. Bases loaded, one out, and Orlando Ribalta, the new pitcher on the mound for the Frednats on this TechNet, call to the bullpen. Brian Pena goes an inning out of the pen. Right now on the hook for 3 runs all earned. On 5 hits, 1 walk, 1 strikeout, but he leaves the bases loaded. He is responsible for everybody on base. And Ribalta replaces him. Tall righty pitch back on Tuesday as well. 6'7", 245. 12th rounder out of Miami-Dade College down in Florida. Comes set at the belt. Isaac De Leon, the batter. Bases loaded, 1 out in the 4th. Ribalta holds, now throws. And De Leon takes a fastball at the top of the zone for strike one. Oh, 1 to De Leon. Slow breaking ball, misses up and in. Spins him out of the box for ball one. Ribalta threw 2 innings. Back on Tuesday, gave up 2 runs, 1 earned on 3 hits, 2 walks, no strikeouts. High Red Sox. De Leon 0 for 2 here this afternoon. The pitch. Fastball down and away for ball 2. Shorebirds closing in on the most runs that they've scored in a game. That was 11 back on the 5th against Columbia. 2-1. Bounced in with the fastball. And De Leon ahead of the count 3-1. It's an 11-8 win for the Shorebirds that night. It's actually Ryan Long and Dan Hammer who pitched that game as well. Bases loaded for De Leon. 3-1 count. 9-2 Birds in the 4th, the pitch. And De Leon, a high fly ball to left. Shields his eyes from the sun on the warning track. He finally flags it down. Everybody's going to tag and move up. Hernandez scores, and it's 10-2 Shorebirds here in the 4th. Man, that wind vicious up there. Looked like a standard fly ball to left. White got shoved all the way back to the warning track. That's a sac fly and RBI for De Leon. That's his 12th RBI of the season, and it's 10-2 Birds here in the 4th. Now men at second and third, 2 outs for Ryan Higgins. Hit a 2-run homer his last time up, his 2nd of the year. Here's the pitch. And Higgins pops it up, back and out of play for strike one. Maybe that 2-run homer gets Higgins the feeling that he's been missing here over the first month and a half of the season. So we've seen it in spurts. Just about nobody on this team can hit a ball harder than Ryan Higgins when he barrels it up. Just that the barrels have been few and far between. The 0-1 hit hard on the ground to third. Infante stays down on it, though. Throws to first and retires Higgins for the final out here in the 4th. Birds score 3 more times, though. We're on to the 5th. Shorebirds up 10-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jags Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jags Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the fifth, Shorebirds now lead it 10-2 over the Fred Nats. Three runs in the fourth. Shorebirds have scored in three out of the first four trips to the plate. And Ryan Long now on the mound on this TechNet call to the bullpen. His first pitch to Viondel Pena. As try to combine changeup and Pena, comes out Chena as he swings and misses at a changeup for strike one. 0-1. Back to the changeup. It's in the dirt for ball one. Long evidently has somewhere to be after this game. Ryan, 6'6", 240 pounds, Sunday afternoon, don't blame him. Still time to get down to the beach after today's ball game. 1-1. Fastball to Pena is high for ball two. Right-handed pitcher, 22 years old, coming off of a solid outing on Tuesday against the Fred Nats. Lined up and the 2-1. Pena takes way high for ball three. Three balls and strike. Long gave up two runs over 4 2/3 on Tuesday. Six hits, no walks, four strikeouts, and out away from qualifying for what would have been his first career win. 3-1, way high for ball four. Just after avoiding the walk back on Tuesday, he issues one here to lead off the fifth. Pena walks for the second time this afternoon. So unless something goes horribly wrong this afternoon, Ryan will be in line for his first career win. Hammer, starter, goes four, cannot qualify for the victory, four walks. First pitch, Jacob Young, breaking ball, misses inside for ball one. Hammer gave up two runs on two hits, four walks, three strikeouts over four innings. Now hands the baton off to Long for potentially final five innings of the game. 1-0. Breaking ball spun, belt high, heart of the plate for strike one. Long in the season, 0-1 with a 3.63 ERA. 26 strikeouts, 22 and a third innings. 11 walks, 23 hits, 12 runs, 9 earned. Set at the shoulders, the pitch home, and Young slaps it into left field, a base hit, turns on the hanger that time at 70. Lines it into left for a base hit. Long having to deal with early traffic, men at first and second and nobody out for Jeremy De La Rosa. Shorebirds up 10-2 here at the start of the fifth. We were tied at one after one. Went that way into the third. Shorebirds exploded for six. Tacked on three more in the fourth. Pitch to De La Rosa. Fastball misses inside for ball one. Long, a very wide repertoire. Five pitches, fastball, changeup, slider, curveball, and cutter. Stirrups out in the mound. Kind of a darker magenta. 1-0. De La Rosa fouls it back 1-1 to match the Gallo's color, which is, I guess, it's a shade of pink. I'm not great at colors or estimating what something looks like in that fashion. But we'll call it off-brand of pink. Long's 1-1. De La Rosa takes a fastball up and in. And the count's 2-1. De La Rosa has walked twice this afternoon. As of the five walks that Shorebird's pitchers have given up this afternoon, 2-1. De La Rosa takes down and in for ball three. Four of them have come to De La Rosa and Viandel Pena. Little reminiscent to his start against Columbia as the 3-1 ripped on one hop to second. Romero grabs it, flips to second, one relay to first. That's a double play. And that is where the road diverges from his start against Columbia. Ryan ended up giving up three runs on the fifth at Columbia, recording just two outs. This time, Ryan gets twin killing. Hard smash at Romero, flip to De Leon, on to Higgins, 4-6-3. You'll write it down. Pena goes to third. Young wiped off the base paths, and there's two away here in the fifth. Bird's up 10-2. First pitch to Brady House. Breaking ball is skied to the left side of the diamond. De Leon shielding his eyes from the sun, called off by the third baseman Hernandez at the last moment. Puts it away on the outfield grass for the final out here in the fifth. Ryan Long works around the two leadoff base runners. And we go to the last of the fifth. We're halfway home. Shorebirds lead at 10-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that pass in stores.
This is not a race. We have your Sherman and Emily. Here's how it works. We're going to start out of the field and race all the way down to the left field line. First one across that left field line.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company.
Today, Little League team wants to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds. Is it an available game? This team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for you, Little Leaguer, to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Halfway home, we're on to the bottom of the fifth. Shorebirds with a 10-2 lead over the Threadnats. Shorebirds looking to split this 12-game homestand 6-6. They dropped 5 out of 6 to Salem, trying to take 5 out of 6 here this week against the Threadnats. Creed Willems leads it off. Shorebirds' hottest hitter coming into the game, oddly 0-2, hasn't been a part of the slugfest. First pitch from Ribalta. Willems gets in on the fun, lines one out to right, but Young races back. Little bunny hop reaches out over his head and puts it away for the first out here in the fifth. That ball was a laser off the bat of Willems. Good to see him continuing to barrel up the ball. But he's retired here to kick off the fifth. Brings up Moises Ramirez. Ramirez 0-1, was hit by a pitch and scored to kick off the third. First pitch, Ribalta fires a fastball outside half for strike one. Right on right matchup, here's the pitch. Ramirez takes a breaking ball, drops in on the inside corner, 0-2. Moises working his way back from a little bit of a quad pull, 0-2. Curveball up and in, gets one back, it's 1-2. Nice to have him back around. Big body. Very strong kid. 6'4", 235. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Barrios. Ramirez takes off for first. And Barrios throws him out to complete the strikeout. And there's two away here in the fifth. First strikeout for Ribalta. Just the third punch out on the day. The Shorebirds. Back to the top of the order, and Luis Valdez up his first from the right side. Now he flips around to the left side. One for two. Two run score. Maybe you can homer from both sides of the plate. First pitch. This is up and away to Valdez for ball one. It's actually down in Charlotte. Kyle Sowers will have a shot to homer for a fourth time. We'll have an at-bat in the ninth against the Knights. 1-0. Changeup again, misses outside. Valdez actually showing bunt. Two balls, no strikes. 10-2, Shorebirds, bottom five. Nobody on the pitch. And Valdez, a soft liner into center. De La Rosa coming on, has to play it on a short hop. Can't make the play. Able to trap it, keep it in front. Valdez safely aboard at first. De La Rosa tries to throw back to get him and airmails it into the dugout. Valdez will be given third because he had already had first base. So it's a two-base error. And he's at third with two outs for Noelbert Romero. When it rains, it pours. And it is cats and dogs for the Fred Nats here on Sunday afternoon. Just a poor decision from De La Rosa there. Valdez not even that big a turn. De La Rosa trying to throw on the run. That insult to injury just heaved it into the dugout. First pitch to Noelbert Romero is down and away for ball one. Romero 2 for 3. RBI double in the third, singled in the fourth. The pitch. Romero a check swing, one hopper to Pena at second, underhand flip to Emiliani at first. Retires Romero and ends the inning. Rivalta works around the two-out single plus E8. And we're on to the sixth. Shorebirds up by 8 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. The game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the sixth, Shorebirds up 10-2 on the Fred Nats. Sam Jelinek with you. Delmarva looking like they'll take 5 out of 6 from the Fred Nats. Posted a 6th spot in the third to open this one up. 3 more in the fourth for good measure. Ryan Long had a scoreless 5th, didn't start out all that well. Went walk, single, but then double play pop-up got him out of the jam. Steven Williams leads it off for the Fred Nats in the first pitch from Long. Breaking ball down and in for ball one. As actually now to this point for Long, now is pitch number 15. On the afternoon, he's thrown only 6 for strikes. 1-0 is high and outside for ball two. So his control has not exactly been precise to start this one out. 2-0 to Williams. Swing and a miss. Challenge him. The fastball came up empty. 2-1. Williams, an RBI single back in the first. It's been all downhill since. 2-1. Swung on and popped up behind home plate. Get back and out of play. And the count's 2-2. Long from first base side of the rubber. Rocking the stirrups today, those Gallos uniforms. 2-2. Changeup slips out of his hand high and away. And the count's full. Williams kicking off the sixth. Payoff pitch. Fastball down and in. And for the second straight inning, Ryan Long walks the leadoff man. Puts a man aboard for Leandro Emiliani, who homered back in the fourth. Made it a 7-2 game back in the fourth at the time. Shorebirds have tacked on three more since. Emiliani, left-handed batter, was his fourth homer of the season. The pitch. Change up on the outside corner for strike one. Long out of Division III, Pomona Pitzer. Although to say he is out of there by the time he got drafted is a very accurate statement. 0-1. Changeup misses outside for ball one. Hadn't actually pitched for the Sage Hens in quite a while. Thanks to the coronavirus pandemic, basically his final year and a half of playing ball at Pomona Pitzer got taken away from him. 1-1. Fastball down and in for ball two. So instead he ended up traversing the country a little bit. Constantly working on his pitching, finding random odds and ends, different places, an open field here, a concrete wall there to get his work in. 2-1. Emiliani swings and misses, breaking ball in the dirt. It hits off of Williams, goes to the backstop. Williams will take second, and the count's even at two. Something inherently funny about Ryan Long throwing in different public places, not just throwing baseballs, but weighted plyo balls against chain link fences and stuff like that. Because Ryan, by no fault of his own, anytime you are 6 feet six tall, 6 foot six, 6 feet 6 inches, try to get that out right. Anytime you're that tall, you tend to stick out like a sore thumb. 2-2. Change up misses outside for ball three and the count's full. So the thought of that, and I'm not one who likes to do about anything in public, so to have that be a spectacle while everybody around you watches is kind of funny. 3-2, Emiliani pops it up. Third base side foul ground. In comes the third baseman, Hernandez. He calls forward and makes the catch in front of the coach's box for the first out here in the sixth. I, for one, would try to find the darkest corner of wherever I was and try to get my work in there. But Long is doing it in public view, no matter what anybody ever thought of him. And that's kind of how he approaches what he does as a pitcher point blank. He's definitely unorthodox in his routines and everything that he does, but he stays true to himself. And anytime a pitcher does that, you give a big tip of the cap. Because a lot of pitchers, players in general, struggle with that. First pitch now to Sammy Infantes, a breaking ball that spins over for strike one. A lot of pitchers talk about that at the start of their career, trying to find their own identity. Because for so long they have been controlled, is a very strong word, but for lack of a better one, 0-1. Curveball called strike two at the knees, down and away. It's 0-2 by coaches or individuals or just about everybody around them pulling them every which way. And since you're a kid, you don't really have the authority or the ability to say no, or this is how I want to do it. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a third straight breaker. Down and outside. Infante down on strikes, along with his first punch out of the pen. In sixth, Shorebirds up 10-2. But Ryan, obviously very early on in his playing career, identified who he was, what he wanted to be, and how he would get there. Talking to him about his selection process of going to Pomona Pitzer. Ryan, obviously a very talented pitcher, had options to go and play Division I, but chose to go D3. First pitch to Alan Barrios, breaking ball up and in for ball one. Saw it as the best fit for him academically and what he wanted to do baseball-wise, and went after it. Went to driveline, figured out how he wanted to get better as a pitcher, and did it. 1-0. Just off the outside corner for ball two. Barrios 0-2 here this afternoon. A lot of pitchers struggle a lot with that. They need to be told what to do, how to do it, and when they're finally let loose on their own, they kind of lack direction. 2-0. Breaking ball in the inside corner. Long going very heavy with the curveball here. That one at 71. Two balls and a strike. Long willing to forge his own path, do his own thing. 2-1. Curveball down and away, and the count's 3-1. That takes a lot of moxie. Williams out at second, two outs, top of the sixth. It's 10-2 Shorebirds here on Sunday afternoon. The pitch swung on and dribbled to the backstop as Long again goes the curveball. 3-2. And even as I sit here stunned with how many curveballs Long has thrown here on the afternoon, he has talked about a lot how when he figures out what pitch is working for him on a certain day, he says, I will just go to it again, again, and again. Right now, that's the curveball. 3-2 on Berríos. The pitch, it's the curveball, and it's popped up. Back a second, second baseman Romero shielding his eyes from the sun, called off by the shortstop De Leon, who makes the catch on the outfield grass to retire the side here in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Shorebirds up 10-2 here on... Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream. Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds still with an 8-run lead, 10-2 over the Fred Nats, and we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen here. Riggs Threadgill replaces Orlando Ribalta. Ribalta goes an inning and two-thirds, scoreless, one hit, no walks, one strikeout. And Threadgill comes on for the sixth. Threadgill has seen the Shorebirds once already this week. He's 3-1 in the season, making his 11th appearance. His first pitch to Darryl Hernández. Misses down and away for ball one. Threadgill, the windup and the pitch. Breaking ball down and in for ball two. 3.21 ERA for Threadgill. 14 innings, 15 strikeouts, 3 walks. Works on the first base side of the rubber. Righty into his wind, the pitch, and Hernández fouls it back. 2-1. Threadgill was a 19th round pick last season out of McLennan Community College in Waco. 22 years old. 2-1. Spiked breaking ball. Down the dirt for ball three. So Threadgill, having only gone 14 innings on the season, doesn't really work more than an inning or two per outing. So we'll see who else the Fred Nats want to use here this afternoon. 3-1. Hernández ropes one deep down the left field line, but that's foul. Counts 3-1. It's the count full on Hernández here to kick off the last of the sixth. Darryl, a couple of hits so far tonight, 2-for-2. The pitch, fouled back. He stays alive. Stay at 3-2. Threadgill pitched the final inning for the Fred Nats back on Friday night. Pitched the eighth, scoreless, struck out a batter. 3-2, inside, and that hit Hernández on the shoulder again. Breaking ball gets away from Threadgill. Would have been ball four anyway. Hernández hit for the second time tonight, and that's how the sixth inning starts.
Number 38, Isaac Maloney. Isaac Maloney is the good hitter of the game.
brings up Isaac Bologna. Also hasn't been retired this afternoon. 3 for 3, 3 driven in. 2-run double back in the third, most of that damage. 10-2 Shorebirds, bottom 6. Red Gill high set. Deep breath, now the pitch. And Bologna swings and misses for strike 1. One. Bologna rolls it over on the ground towards second, and the hole pinion knocks it down, picks it up from beneath, throws to first in time. Nice for his left. Had to trek into the outfield grass, knocked it down, still threw out Bologna. Hernandez moves up to second. Bologna retired for the first time this afternoon. And there's a man in scoring position for Trendon Craig. Shorebirds lead, beg your pardon, 10-2. And Delmarva actually has an arm up out in the bullpen. First pitch to Craig. Breaking ball outside for ball 1. That is Joel Benitez loosening out in the bullpen. Suppose that means Long is done after just a couple innings of work. 1-0 to Craig. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a changeup. 1-1. Trendon 0-2. Walked tonight. Shorebirds 10 runs on 10 hits. With most of that damage actually being done by the top of the order. The top 4 own 9 of the 10 hits tonight or this afternoon for the Shorebirds. 1-1. Change up, down, and away for ball 2. The only hit that the bottom 5 have provided in the game was Ryan Higgins' 2-run homer back in the third. Two-one pitch. Pass ball bounced in for ball 3. One of those very tough games, especially when you fall behind early for both sides. Hot, muggy day. 8-run game, maintaining focus, maintaining intensity can become a bit of a challenge. Getaway day. Both teams have travel upcoming. 3-1. Craig takes high for ball 4, and Threadgill walks him. Puts men at first and second with one out for Isaac De Leon. Shorebirds have a long trip tomorrow to North Carolina. First trip to Charleston for the Shorebirds since 2019. Here's Isaac De Leon. The Red Gills pitch. Slider down and away for ball 1. De Leon 0-2. Sack fly and RBI his last time up. Sky high fly ball that got taken all the way to the warning track and left by the wind. One out. Fastball misses outside for ball 2. Men at first and second, one out. Shorebirds already lead 10-2 on the verge of setting their season mark for most runs in a game. That was 11 earlier this month. 2-0. De Leon, a high chopper over the leap of Infante at third and on into left field. Hernandez rounds third, comes in to score. Craig stops at second. So it's an RBI single for Isaac De Leon, and it's 11-2 Delmarva here in the sixth. De Le joins in on the fun. 11th run, 11th hit of the game for the Shorebirds. And now 2 on and 1 out for Ryan Higgins. Ryan 1-for-3 with a 2-run homer back in the third. And going out on a limb, saying the Shorebirds hold on to win this one. First pitch to Higgins. He rifles one the other way into right field. A base hit. Craig had to freeze at second. Now advances to third. Higgins' second hit of the game loads the bases for Creed Willems. But should the Birds hold on to this one, not a big stretch of the imagination. But that is just a huge win after a week like this. A lot of close games. Come out on Sunday, get a statement win against a good Fred Nats team, and send yourself on the road on a good high. Where you've got the two top teams in the league coming up next. Really tough loss last night. Creed Willems, the batter, first pitch to him. Changeup floats in at the knees, outside corner for strike one, because Delmarva did everything right last night as far as getting themselves back into that game and potentially winning it. Fred Nats defense just showed out. 0-1. Willems chops it foul off his foot in the box. It's 0-2. So the fact that this very young team turned the page so quickly, good sign. And maybe the play this week is here to stay. Bases loaded, one out. 11-2 Shorebirds last of the sixth. Willems chokes up on the bat. Threadgill set the pitch. And Willems a flare down the left field line. That'll slice out of play. And the count stays at 0-2. O-2 again. Willems swings and misses late on the fastball. Threadgill able to change eye level there, getting the swing and miss. Willems 0 for 4, his six-game hitting streak in a little bit of danger. That brings up Moises Ramirez, two outs, bases still loaded, one home in the inning for the Birds. They lead at 11-2. First pitch to Ramirez. Breaking ball misses up and in for ball one. Shorebirds still haven't hit a grand slam on the season. They've only hit 1 3-run homer, Bologna's last Sunday. The walk-off shot. One out. Ramirez a big swing and a miss. Changeup floating in on his eyes. Cuts through it. And the count's even at one. Ramirez 0 for 2 this afternoon. The pitch fouled off at the plate off the catcher. Looked like he got Barrios just on the wrist above his glove. And the count's 1-2. Ramirez takes a heater up and in. And the count's even at 2. Threadgill now up to 26 pitches through an inning here. Nobody up out in the Fred Nats bullpen, so I think the expectation was for him to eat multiple frames. 11-2 Birds, bottom six. Bases loaded, the 2-2. And Ramirez, a cue ball off the end of the bat, trickles foul to the Fred Nats dugout, first base side. Count stays at 2-2. Wind continuing to swirl here at the ballpark. Mostly been blowing straight out to center. 2-2. Ramirez, a jam shot grounder back to the mound, picked up by the pitcher Threadgill, and will run it over to first himself to retire Ramirez and end the inning. Shorebirds do add another, though. Isaac De Leon, an RBI single. And we're on to the seventh. Shorebirds lead it 11-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a bus warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Bus driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car.
The Schwarbert Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the P5 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Schwarbert games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Schwarbert hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh. Shorebirds now with a 9-run lead over the Red Bats, 11-2. And we've got a TechNet called the bullpen here. Joel Benitez makes his Delmarva debut here in a 9-run game. Benitez replaces Ryan Long on this TechNet call at the bullpen. Long goes two innings, does not allow a run, one hit, one walk, one strikeout, and he's in line for his first career win. Benitez, right-handed pitcher, works from the first base side of the rubber into his wind. His first pitch to TJ Young, or TJ White, is up high for ball one. Benitez, 6'2", 175, 21 years old, the 1-0. On the inside corner for strike one. Actually looks like an automatic ball was thrown in there as well. So 2-1. 2-1 pitch. Fastball misses in for ball three. Benitez making his full season debut here. Pitched last year in the FCL after being signed as an international free agent in 2019. 3-1 pitch. Snaps in a breaking ball. Outside corner. 3-2. How about that pitch in a 9-run game? Benitez last year down in Florida, 0-4 with a 7.90 ERA. 3-2, swing and a miss. Good start to Joel Benitez's Delmarva tenure. A strikeout to TJ White. Falls to 0-3. One away here in the 7th. Brings up Viondel Pena. No official AB this afternoon for him. He's walked twice and stolen a base. Pena, switch hitter, bats left. Benitez the rock and the pitch. Breaking ball on the back foot. Pena dances around it for ball one. Benitez threw 27 in the third innings last year. 32 strikeouts, 20 walks. 15 games, 4 starts. 1-0. Fastball way in as Pena jackknifes out of the way. 2-0. 2-0. Carolina League scoreboard update for you. Couple games have already gone final. Fayetteville took the finale against Kannapolis 8-7. So topsy-turvy end to that game. Fayetteville with 2 in the 9th, Kannapolis with 3 in the bottom half, nearly came back to win it. As the field umpire, Jalen Goodman, comes in to check on the home plate umpire, Charlie Welling. Down east, a 5-3 winner over the Carolina Mudcats. 2-0 count here on Pena. Pitch home. Fastball down the middle for strike one. And the Shorebirds are actually the only other game that is still ongoing. Everything else will start later. 2-1. Heater just off the outside edge. 2-2. Or 3-1, beg your pardon. Augusta and Charleston play at 5:05. Same for Salem and Lynchburg and Myrtle Beach in Columbia. 3-1. Breaking ball off the outside edge for ball four. Pena walks for the third time tonight. Flips at the top of the order now in Jacob Young. 1-2. Walked and scored back in the first. Gave the Fred Nats a 1-0 lead. And since then, they have been outscored 11-1. Young, a right-handed batter. Benitez from the belt. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses up and in for ball one. Benitez stares in for the sign. Puts his back completely flat and then straightens up the belt. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Foul tip held onto by Willems. Fastball was up and out of the zone. 1-1. The pitch. Young cuts through another high fastball. And the count's 1-2. With Joel Benitez being added to the roster, first thing that immediately came to my mind was actually Armando Benitez, the old closer for the Orioles back in the day. 1-2. Fastball up and out of the zone. 2-2. Armando pitched from 94 through 98 with the Orioles. Had a long stint in the majors as a pretty solid relief pitcher. 2-2. Young slaps it in the air to right center field. Falling fast. Valdez on the run. Overruns it. It goes by him all the way to the warning track. Young around second. He's making his way for third. Coming in to score is Pena. And Jacob Young with another triple here against the Shorebirds. Drives in Viondel Pena. For Young, that's his sixth triple of the season. His fifth against Delmarva. Second this week. Valdez had a chance to keep it in front of him, but just overran it, took a bad angle. Second of the day for Young, and it's an 11-3 game. Third now for Jeremy De La Rosa, who's 0-1, has walked twice. Pitch home. Curveball bends in at the knees for strike one. And looking more at Armando Benitez's numbers, I think I truly forgot how good he was. He was actually, like, really good. 0-1. Curveball on the outside corner. A little bit of a late call. And the count's 0-2. For his career, he had a 140 ERA plus, and that's over 15 seasons. 762 games, 289 saves. The pitch, swing and a miss, gets away from the catcher Willems. First base unoccupied, so Willems was about to throw out De La Rosa, but he walks back to the dugout, so no need for a throw. De La Rosa down on strikes, and there's two outs here in the seventh. But Benitez had an 83% save conversion rate. Pretty solid. Blew 59 saves. Of course, he's known more for his blown saves than his actual converted ones here in his Orioles tenure. Brady House now the batter. Man at third, 2 outs. Pitch home. Curveball snaps in. House kind of bends out of the box a little. Strike one. Good pitch from Benitez. 11-3 Shorebirds, top seven. Joel Benitez on the hill. Sets at the belt. And fires home. Curveball. House tries to check his swing, but he went around on the pitch in the dirt. It's 0-2. Surprisingly, looking at Armando's career, he was only an all-star twice, but he had some really phenomenal years. 99 with the New York Mets and a 185 ERA, 22 saves. Saved 43 times. 0-2, curveball up and in. And the count's 1-2. Had at least 20 saves on six different occasions. 1-2. Fastball misses outside on the afternoon. 11-3 Shorebirds, top seven. Jacob Young, an RBI triple, gets one back for the Fred Nats. Two-two pitch. House rolls one on the ground down the third baseline. Hernandez on the back end. Field skips it to first, and Higgins can't pick it. House safely aboard at first. Good Goes down as an E5 on Hernandez there, unfortunately. Daryl did everything right, but one of those strange plays and rules. First pitch to Steven Williams, coaxes a swing and a miss for strike one. Bounce throw, Higgins couldn't pick it. You unfortunately can't really assume a pick, so the error has to go on Hernandez for the skipped throw. Williams, one for two here tonight. Checks his swing, doesn't go around, 1-1. One-one pitch. Curveball is in the dirt for ball two. Two-one pitch. A line shot right at Romero at second. Puts the squeeze on it to retire Williams and end the inning. Fred Nats get two, though. RBI triple, and then the error scores another. As we go to the bottom of the seventh, time to stretch. It's Delmarva 11 and Fredericksburg 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219. 3112. Hope you had a good stretch. We're on to the bottom of the seventh. Shorebirds up by seven. 11-4 the score, and we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen. Pedro Gonzalez replaces Riggs Threadgill, who goes just an inning. Gonzalez into his line. His first pitch to Luis Valdez is hit high in the air to left center, not very deep. Center fielder De La Rosa over. He puts the squeeze on it. And there's one away here to begin the seventh. Threadgill goes an inning, gives up a run, two hits, one walk, one strikeout. Making his second appearance of the week. Pedro, 6'2", 225, righty. No record, a 9.69 ERA. 13 innings, has struck out 8, walked 7, 19 hits, 17 runs, 14 earned. First pitch to Noelbert Romero is a fastball up high for ball one. Romero having himself a day, 2-for-4, RBI double, and now swings at this one, hits it in the air to left, chases White back a couple of steps, now backpedals in front of the warning track. Makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Three pitches, 2 outs for Pedro Gonzalez. Now Daryl Hernandez, 2 outs, nobody on. Hasn't been retired. 2 singles, 4 runs scored, 2 hit-by-pitches. Pitch home. Curveball down the middle for strike one. Oh-1 pitch. Curveball again. Splits the middle. Hernandez a little pantomime swing after. 0-2. Kick and the pitch. Hernandez reaches for it, pops it up behind home. Barrios off with the mask, races back and makes the catch. Nice little slide onto the warning track. He really had to hustle to get that one. Not a lot of hang time. And Pedro Gonzalez, a 1-2-3 seventh. We go to the eighth. 11-4 Birds here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the eighth, another TechNet call. The bullpen here, the Shorebirds leading 11-4. Hugo Beltran replaces Joel Benitez, who goes an inning in his Shorebirds debut. Gives up a run, one hit, one walk, two strikeouts. And now Beltran for the eighth. Hugo kicks and fires. First pitch off the outside corner with the cutter for ball one. Hugo appearing for the second time this week. Picked up the win on the 20th base one batter. Retired him. Struck him out. Just the third of an inning. 1-0. Cutter misses up and away for ball two. Hugo primarily that cutter. Also sinker, slider, changeup. 6'1", 190-pound righty. Works from the first base side of the rubber. Set at the belt, the 2-0. And Emiliani, a hard grounder back up the middle and into center, a base hit. Second hit of the day. Homered back in the fourth. He's 2-for-4. Slipped and nearly fell coming out of the box. Keeps his feet, though. Fred Nats have an arm up out in their bullpen. Looks like they'll bring on somebody else to pitch the eighth here. Gonzalez needed all the Birds, 1-2-3 in the seventh. That is Jackson Clare, who looks destined to pitch the eighth for the Fred Nats. Beltran's pitch now to Sammy Infantes, a breaking ball that floats in for strike one. 11-4 Shorebirds, top of the eighth. Series finale. Birds looking to take 5-6, bounce back from having their winning streak snapped last night. The pitch, and Fonte hits a laser out to left. Craig racing back, looks up, and it one hops off the wall. Racing around second, heading for third, Emiliani, he'll hold on there, and Fonte turns it down speed into second. Has himself a double, he's 1-for-4. Shorebirds are still well ahead here, but inviting a bit more danger than I think anybody would care for here with 9 outs left to get. Though the Fred Nats offense has been held in check for the entirety of this week, they haven't scored more than 5 runs in a game. First pitch to Alan Barrios. He swings and fouls it back off the top of the net and then into the Hardball Cafe for strike one. Evidently somebody down there made a nice grab. Still a 7-run game. Just don't want to invite trouble. 0-1. Burrio swings and misses. Hard slider down and away. It's 0-2. Pitch. Burrio tries to check his swing, but ball meets bat. trickles foul. And we stay at 0-2. O-2 again, and Barrio swings and misses, slider off the table, falls straight off. Beltran with the K, Spurs out of the pen, and runner third. Brings up T.J. White, switch hitter, bats from the left side again. So for 3-2 strikeouts, pitch home. Slider just off the inside corner for ball 1 minute. Second and third, one out for the Fred Nats. 11-4 the score. Shorebirds lead it. 1-0. White checks his swing. They'll peel out to second. And they say he went around. 1-1. On the outside corner, fastball at 90 from Hugo, and the count's 1-2. One-two pitch. White takes down low. Good job to lay off the slider. Two balls, two strikes. Kicking the pitch. White swings and misses. Back foot slider right over top of it. Beltran puts him away, and after putting two men in scoring position to start the inning, has punched out back-to-back batters. It's now two away. Evidently, Hugo needed a little something to get the juices flowing. Here in a 7-run game, Shorebirds lead it. Brings up Viandel Pena. He's walked 3 times. Takes a first pitch fastball in the outside corner for ball 1. 1-1. Down and away. Evidently, they called that first pitch a strike. Looked like it was a couple inches off the edge. Counts 1-1. Afternoon that Charlie Welling and I haven't exactly seen eye to eye. Thankfully, he can't hear me. 1-1. Pena, hard grounder towards first. Higgins fields back to the bag and takes it to the base himself to retire Pena. And in the inning, Beltran able to work around 2 in scoring position to start the frame. And we're on to the last of the 8th. Shorebirds lead 11-4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And it's so much to protect us down.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the 8th, last chance for the Shorebirds to pad the lead. They're on top 11-4 over the Fred Nats. 4, 5, and 6 due up against New Arm on the mound. It's Jack Sinclair on this tech net called the bullpen. Salvis, who threw a perfect 7, didn't strike anybody out. And Sinclair gets the A. Right-handed pitcher, 6'4", 170. 2-1 on the season, 2.19 ERA. From the stretch with nobody on, his pitch to Isaac Bologna is fouled back to open up the eighth. 12 and a third innings for Sinclair. He struck out 17, walked 3, his second appearance this week. Bologna from the left side, 3-for-4, has driven in 3. Pitch home, Bologna a big swing, lofts it high in the air to shallow center. De La Rosa wanders in, now back a couple of steps and puts it away as the wind holds it up for him. For the first out here in the eighth. One of the big things from today's game that was nice to see from the Shorebirds was after the big third inning, scoring 6, they still managed to put on 4 runs, which made this game much more comfortable where it currently is. Otherwise, it'd be a 3-run game. Here's Trenton Craig 0-for-2 with 2 walks. Checks his swing on a slider outside. Down the dirt for ball 1. Trendon had his first multi-hit and multi-RBI game last night. Swings at the 1-0 and fouls it back 1-1. Actually, his first RBIs of the season. It's always a cool moment when you see a player who comes up to full season ball for the first time. And after struggling a little to start out over the first couple of games, 1-1. Fastball up and in. Craig checks his swing. They appeal to first, and they say he went around 1-2. The moment you see the light bulb go off. And for Trenton, seeing it last night with the triple and then the single and the 9. 1-2. Reaches forward and pops it out of play, first base side. And the count's 1-2. One, two again from Sinclair. Greg lays off 2-2. One out, nobody on. It's 11-4 Shorebirds last of the eighth. Here's the pitch. And Craig lines it out of play, right field side. We stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wildly enough, whatever this game ends up finishing at, it should be the longest game that the Shorebirds have played here this week. As against Fredericksburg here this week, we haven't played a game longer than 2:25. Pitch clock, people. Two balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on. Kicking the pitch. Craig again late on the fastball. Slams it over top of the Fred Nats dugout first base side. Still, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Craig, a weak tapper towards short. House comes charging in. Fields throws in the run just in time. He had a hustling Craig. And there's 2 away here in the 8th. Brings up Isaac De Leon. RBI single his last time up. He's driven in 2 here in the ball game. 1-for-3. Also had a sack fly. Going with the mismatched batting gloves. Not even just different colors. I think they're different brands. The pitch. Breaking ball misses up and in for ball 1. The bottom one, the white one, looks like it's Franklin brand. I can't tell what the top one is. That is certainly a choice. The pitch. He swings and fouls it back right over top the press box. And the count's 1-1. Can't tell if the top one is all. The only one on bottom definitely is, but I'm not sure about the top. 1-1 pitch. Fastball inside, brushes him off the plate. And the count's 2-1. 11-4 Shorebirds last of the eighth. Sometimes guys just have their own style. Gotta do your own thing. 2-2. De Leon hits it in the air to shallow left. That dunks in for a base hit. 2-1 pitch, actually. Either way, it's a base hit for De Leon. Second hit of the game. And the mismatched batting gloves evidently will be here to stay.
Now batting the first base
13th hit of the game for the Shorebirds. Just one shy of the Shorebirds' season high, which they've done twice, most recently a month ago at Lynchburg on the 16th. Pitch to Higgins. Fastball to the outside corner for strike one. Ryan, 2-for-4. 2-run homer and a single. Oh-1 pitch. Fastball down and away, 1-1. Emiliani at first, playing behind the runner, De Leon. 7-run game here in the eighth. Higgins looking for a capper here on this one. 1-1. Hit high in the air, down the left field line. Long run for White towards foul territory. He gets there in the Birds bullpen to retire Higgins and end the inning. We go to the nine. Shorebirds 3 outs away from their fifth victory in 6 games. They lead it 11-4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. PlanHall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to shorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the ninth, and a comfortable lead for the Shorebirds for the first time this week as we go to the ninth. 11-4. Birds are on top. Every win this week for either club has come by one run or two. So the Shorebirds more than happy to hopefully coast to a victory here on Sunday afternoon. Sam Jelinek with you. Hugo Beltran on the mound, looking for the final 3 outs. Top of the order, Jacob Young steps in. He is 2-for-3 with, you guessed it, a triple. First pitch to him. Curveball in the inside corner for strike one. It is now his fifth triple of the year against the Shorebirds. Just so strange. 0-1. Bounce right back up the middle. De Leon ranges and the shortstop can't flag it down. It's on into center, a base hit. Young has himself a 3-hit game. Leads off the ninth with a base hit. It's not so much a question of Young's talent and it producing the triples, it's just how often it's happened specifically against the Shorebirds. Because triples are very random events. It's the most exciting play in baseball. Here's Jeremy De La Rosa, he's 0-for-2. Now Beltran steps off. And so for it to happen consistently by Jacob Young against the Shorebirds is very strange. Pitch to De La Rosa. This is high and away for ball one. And it's almost always to the same right center field spot. Part of the factor is it's a pretty good alley here in right center. Young can fly. 1-0 is on the outside corner, 1-1. Ball and strike on De La Rosa. Beltran the high set. Here's the pitch. Fastball just off the outside corner, 2-1. Young not being held on at first. Higgins plays behind him. De La Rosa from the left side, the pitch. He swings and pops it out of play, left field side. And the count's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here it comes. And De La Rosa, hard grounder off of Beltran's glove. Trickles out to Romero at second. He picks it up, throws to first just in time. 1-4-3 on the put out to get De La Rosa. Hard to tell if Romero would have gotten to the ball up the middle had Beltran not deflected it. I don't think he would have. So Hugo helps himself out there. Young advances to second. De La Rosa retired. And that brings up Brady House, 0-4. First pitch to him. Swung on and fouled back for strike one. House's numbers have taken a pretty significant dent here in May. Hitting just about .220 coming into the game. Pretty far cry from what he was doing at the start of the season. Now overall, he's still over .300. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chased down and away, a hard slider. And it's 0-2. Sitting .227, just one homer, four driven in. And the one homer, his only extra base hit. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Chase the slider outside. Down on three pitches. Beltran strikes him out. Third strikeout out of the pen, and there's two outs here in the ninth. Shorebirds an out away from taking 5 out of 6. They lead it 11-4. Final hope for the Fred Nats, it's Steven Williams. Young at second, two outs. Beltran's pitch, hit on the ground to second. This should do it. Romero comes in, gloves, flips it to first. Williams retired, and the ball game is over. Delmarva takes 5 out of 6 from Fredericksburg as they cap it off with an 11-4 win here on Sunday afternoon. Your final score here from Salisbury, it's the Shorebirds 11 and the Fred Nats 4. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, hit you with post-game show totals and a recap. Your final score here from Purdue Stadium, it's Delmarva 11 and Fredericksburg 4. Post-game show coming up next. This has been Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing, well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium and the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. It's a Shorebirds winner here on Sunday. The Birds 11-4 over the Fred Nats. Sam Jelinek with you. Let's walk you through how this one happen. The Shorebirds looking to bounce back from a tough 5-4 loss on Saturday, where they lost by the skin of their teeth thanks to some great defensive plays. Tied the Fred Nats, the Shorebirds come through. They come through early and often. Fred Nats scored in the top of the first. Two walks off of Dan Hammer turned into a run. Stephen Williams with the RBI single. Birds tied it in the bottom of the first. Daryl Hernandez was hit by a pitch, went to third on Isaac Baloney's single, and then scored on a wild pitch. We went to the third, still tied at one. We left the third, no longer tied. A 7-run frame, the Shorebirds sent 9 to the plate. Went double for Noel Britt Romero, RBI single for Daryl Hernandez, 2-run double for Isaac Baloney. After a ground out and a strikeout, Ryan Higgins with the 2-run homer capped the frame, and it was 7-1 after 3. Leandro Migliani got one back for the Fred Nats in the top of the fourth, his 4th homer of the season, a solo shot. The Birds immediately answered in the bottom of the third. Luis Valdez, a solo homer. Isaac Baloney, an RBI single. And Isaac De Leon with a sac fly and RBI as well. Made it 10-2. Shorebirds tacked on another in the 6th. RBI single for De Leon, his 2nd RBI of the game. Fred Nats had the final say as far as runs go with 2 in the 7th. Jacob Young in RBI triple and then an error scored him later in the frame. But it didn't matter by that point. Shorebirds 7-run cushion. Hugo Beltran threw the final 2 frames scoreless and held on for the 11-4 win. Final line scores for you. Fredericksburg, 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They end up stranding 9 as they go 1-for-16 with runners in scoring position. The Shorebirds, 11 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They strand 8, and they go 8-for-15 with runners in scoring position here this afternoon. We started at 2:05, finished at 4:47. Time of game, 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of 2,043 here on Sunday afternoon on the Eastern Shore of Maryland at Purdue Stadium. With the win, the Shorebirds now 15-24 in the season. They are now 7 games back of the Lynchburg Hellcats, who still have to play later this afternoon. They are 8-13 at home. They have won 1 game in a row, and with the win, they take 5 out of 6 from the Fred Nats, and they split their 12-game homestand 6 apiece, which after losing 5 out of 6 to the Red Sox, pretty optimal outcome for the Shorebirds here this week. Big tip of the cap to the boys for finding a way to grind this week, and really, it looks like turn a new page, a new leaf on this season. Fred Nats, they fall to 20-18. Hellcats 11-9 on the road. They have lost 1 game in a row, unable to pick up back-to-back wins to close out their road trip. Let's go ahead and look at that Carolina League scoreboard now. We'll give you the scores from people and places that you care about. 2 other games have gone final. Fayetteville ends up sweeping Kannapolis. 6 straight wins for the Woodpeckers. First time they've ever swept an opposing team in 6 straight. First time that they've won 6 in a row, period, in their franchise's history. 8-7, they topple Kannapolis. Down East, a 5-3 winner of Carolina. They nearly shut out the Mudcats. They gave up 3 in the 9th, though, but still emerged victorious, now 16-23. Had they lost, the Shorebirds would have tied them for 5th place. Instead, the Shorebirds still came back of them at 15-24. Other games will get going at 5:05. That is Augusta, Charleston, Lynchburg, Salem, and Myrtle Beach, and Columbia. Those are your scores in the Carolina League. Let's get you the Birdland update. O's are battling at Camden Yards. They now trail the Rays 6-4. That's in the last and the 8th. Adley Rutschman update. He is 1-for-3 with a single. Cedric Mullins leading off the bottom of the 8th. O's looking for some late Orioles magic. Around the rest of Birdland, Bowie loses to Hartford 8-7. Hudson Haskin, Jordan Westberg, and Zach Watson all homer. Norfolk destroys Charlotte 14-3. Grayson Rodriguez with his 4th win in a Tides uniform. Strikes out 8 over 6 innings. Tides hit 6 homers. Dylan Harris's first AAA shot. Robert Newstrom is 8th. And Kyle Stowers is 7th, 8th, and 9th as he goes yard 3 times. Kelvin Gutierrez also his 3rd. Iron Birds, they lose to Rome, final of 9-4. Houston Roth takes the loss for the Iron Birds, now 26-11 on the season. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about. So let's look ahead to Tuesday. Shorebirds have an off day tomorrow. We will travel down to Charleston at 10 a.m. tomorrow if you feel like seeing the buses off. Kicking off a 12-game road trip. First, 6 in Charleston, then 6 in Myrtle Beach. Top two teams in the league. Charleston currently at 26-12. Myrtle Beach at 20. Records in the league, bar none, far and away. The two best teams in the league. Nobody else even has more than 21 wins on the season at the moment, so they are head and shoulders above everybody at the moment. Shorebirds will really have their mettle tested. First pitch from Tuesday at Joseph P. Riley Ballpark in Charleston is set for 7:05. We do not know the probable starters yet. If the Shorebirds rotation holds true, it'll be Connor Grady on Tuesday. We do not know who the River Dogs will go with yet. First pitch, 7:05. We'll talk with you for the pregame show at 6:50. One thing I will remind all of our listeners about as we go through the road trip, as it nears its completion, I will actually not be on the call for the final three games of the series. Have some personal business to attend to, so I will be out of town for those final three games. We will not be having a radio broadcast. We won't have a fill-in. Try to fill my enormous shoes, of course. So, unfortunately, no radio broadcast from our side, but we will provide every link possible that we can to what would be the Myrtle Beach, both TV and radio broadcast. They have a great broadcaster. His name is also Sam, so you'll feel like nothing has changed at all. Sam Wiederhoff, their broadcaster. So once we get far enough down that road, I'll remind you about that again, but just a heads up as we get towards the end of the road trip over the next 2 weeks. That'll about wrap it up for this afternoon's broadcast, though. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in to this afternoon's ball game. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium over the past 2 weeks for this hectic 12-game road stand or homestand for helping to put on this crazy show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. Your final score, one more time here from Purdue Stadium on a beautiful Sunday. It's Delmarva 11 and Fredericksburg 4. Shorebirds take 5 out of 6 from the Fred Nats, improve to 15-24. And end up splitting their 12-game homestand 6-6. So until 6:50 from Charleston, South Carolina on Tuesday, we'll talk to you then. Until then, I've been Sam Jelly Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.